In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This past Thanksgiving, my mother and stepfather drove down from Pennsylvania to spend the holiday with myself, Kim, and the kids. I told my mom not to worry about a thing when it came to the meal. We would take care of everything. All the food would be provided, prepared, and served by us. Just come and relax. Don't bring any food. I suspect you mothers and you sons and daughters can imagine what happened next. My mom, being the loving and caring provider that she is and always has been, brought something. Now, she did not bring just anything, not a side dish or a pie. She brought a ham, an uncooked, several-pound hazel ham all the way from Pennsylvania. Once she arrived, we made room, actually a lot of room, in our freezer and put it in. And there it sits. Now, it is sitting there not because Kim and I are ungrateful for it. No, in fact, I love hazel ham, a local ham that you can really only get in Pennsylvania. I am happy to have it. But Kim and I keep looking at each other and saying, when are we going to make this? It is so big, there is no way our little family could ever eat it all. We would have to have people over. We would have to have a party. It is so big, and there would still be leftovers. This delicious ham sits in our freezer because it is special. We do not want it to go to waste. We want others to enjoy it as it should be enjoyed, in the company of ones you love, with good conversation, stories, laughter, the sharing of memories, and the making of new ones. So why am I telling you the contents of my freezer? I'm not fishing for someone to buy me a bigger one. It is because this ham is a constant reminder to me about the power of a shared meal, of what sitting down and having food with other people means. It is a reminder, like the one we find in our gospel reading today, about the importance of sitting down with others and sharing a meal together. In our gospel today, Jesus again appears to his disciples after being raised from the tomb. They are startled and afraid at his appearance. Jesus tries to alleviate their anxiety. He tells them to look, see, and touch. He is flesh and bone. He is the same man, the same body that they knew before the crucifixion. To prove this point, he asks for some food. He takes it and eats among them and goes on to give them more instruction about the new life they are being called to as his new living body in the world. This is just one of several times Jesus will eat with his disciples after the resurrection. He does so with two of them on the road to Emmaus, when he is made known to them in the breaking of bread. He will do so on the shores of the sea, sharing fish with them that they have just caught in their overflowing nets. We will see this same pattern over and over again. Jesus appearing to them, eating with them, and revealing more to them just what it is they are now called to do in his resurrected name. Now, of course, before the crucifixion, Jesus sat down often with them and others to share meals. He was often criticized for sitting at the same table with sinners, tax collectors, prostitutes, and other unclean people. When the multitudes had gathered to hear him preach, he fed them with just a few loaves of bread and fish, producing an abundance of blessing for those in need. Before his trial and crucifixion, Jesus shared a meal with his closest followers. He offered them bread and told them that it was not bread alone, but his body, a body that would be broken and sacrificed for them. He took wine and told them that it was wine no longer but his blood, blood that would be shed for the sake of all humanity. In the most familiar of settings, in the most essential of settings, in the simple act of breaking bread and eating a meal, Jesus declared the most miraculous and important of things, salvation. We see the same thing in our gospel reading. Jesus is telling them to go out and create those spaces of forgiveness we talked about last week, sharing his forgiveness and mercy with all the world. In the familiar and comfortable confines of sharing food, Jesus is empowering them to be a holy people and to do holy work. God can be found all around us, and especially in the familiar and essential act of eating. Every time we stop our day to eat is a moment of encountering God. When we eat alone, we can reflect on all the blessings God has bestowed on us. Reflect on the wonders that is creation. To think about all that it took to have this food before us. The fusion of the sun, photosynthesis of plants, growth of animals, people harvesting, transporting, and producing our food right there in front of us every time is a little microcosm of the great wonder that is creation. When we eat with friends and families, it gives us an opportunity to strengthen the bonds between us, to put aside the distractions and worries of the day, to laugh about what happened that day, or to commiserate and offer support. In that space around a meal, we share in the love that binds a family together. When we sit down with a stranger, we are given the chance to create a space with them, a space that is filled with the love of Jesus Christ. We can listen and learn who they are, hear firsthand their story, their history, and their culture, come to a deeper understanding of who they are, who their people are. We can share with them about ourselves, deepening their knowledge about us, our story, our history, and culture. In the space created around a shared meal, we come to understand one another. And in understanding, we start to see a stranger no longer, but a fellow child of God. In a few short moments, we will share a holy meal together from that holy table, a space created that proclaims the awesome power of God the Creator, the loving power of God the Redeemer, the transformative power of God the Sustainer. What is created in that space, what is created in us, can be taken out through the doors of this parish, out into the world, and shared with all those we encounter. So make a space in your freezer and put a ham in it. Then invite your family over, invite your friends over, invite your neighbors over. Invite those who you do not know. Because if you look for it, you will find a space there created by God that will deepen your understanding of one another and draw us all deeper into his love. Amen.